The chair would now call to the stand Mr. Donald Lavadeur, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs, U.S. Department of Interior, Washington, D.C. Mr. Lavadeur. We welcome you here. You may begin your testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Hastings, and members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to present the department's position on the two bills that are before this committee. My name is Donald Lavadeur, and I'm the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs over at the department. And the department applauds the sponsors for their introduction of these bills and strongly supports Congress's effort to address the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision in Carcieri versus Salazar. Most importantly, the administration supports the two bills for two primary reasons. It reaffirms the Secretary's authority to take land into trust for all tribes, and it reaffirms the legality of actions already taken under IRA Section 5. The Carcieri decision runs contrary to longstanding policy and practice of the United States to assist all tribes in establishing and protecting a land base sufficient to allow them to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of their tribal citizens. The Carcieri decision creates uncertainty, potentially upsets strong reliance interests and settled expectations, and increases federal and tribal costs associated with current and expected historical research and potential litigation. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court says what the law is, we disagree with how the U.S. Supreme Court construed Section 5 of the IRA and urge Congress to clarify. The U.S. Supreme Court did not define the term under federal jurisdiction and only decided the case on the term now, which meant the time of enactment in 1934. At this time, the department is still trying to interpret the full ramifications of the decision, because all we know today is that the U.S. Supreme Court held that the Narragansett tribe was not under federal jurisdiction, which, as an aside, was an accepted fact in the record. Regardless of how broad or narrowly that under the term under federal jurisdiction will be construed, we are almost certain that it will cause litigation and lead to uncertainty and costly expenses. In addition, the Secretary of Interior cannot fully fulfill his trust responsibility in a timely and predictable manner because of this uncertainty. Therefore, the department's approach has been on a case-by-case basis with each pending application. And with that, we have to review the facts, evidence, the request itself, extensive research into each tribe's history to determine whether each tribe was under federal jurisdiction. And all of this leads us to the point of where we are today, which is the Carcieri fix proposed in this committee essentially is to reinstill the intent of the IRA. And recall that the IRA is in reaction to the 1887 General Allotment Act, where there was a two-thirds reduction in all tribal lands. In fact, in 1938, the Secretary of Interior's annual report stated that Indian-owned lands had diminished from 130 million acres in 1887 to approximately 49 million in 1933. During that period, tribes lost some 80% of the value of their land, and individual Indians realized a loss of 85% of their value. As a result, Congress enacted the IRA. The IRA was intended to end allotment, provide a way for Indians to organize themselves in a federally recognized form, secure homelands, and reacquire lands for tribal purposes and address allotment. Congress has acted to reaffirm the IRA, and that has been done in the Indian Self-Determination Education Assistance Act in 1975, and ultimately with amendments to the IRA in 1994. At that time, in 1994, Congress expressed its intent that all tribes be treated the same, regardless of when they were recognized. And the practical effects are that some tribes who are impacted by this are going to have a difficult time to provide housing opportunities like the Narragansetts, to help them realize the tremendous energy assets, and that to protect existing rights of way and leases that will be utilized for various economic development reasons, as stated earlier in the testimony. We think that H.R. 3742 is the preferred vehicle to accomplish this objective, because it applies not just to Section 19, but to the entire Act. So H.R. 37-2 is fully supported by the administration and accomplishes the two most important things, which is the elimination of the temporal restriction for tribes potentially recognized after 1934, and also to codify the Secretary's land decisions since 1934. I want to end with just a quote, which is the dissent of Justice Black in the Tuscarora Commission case, where he said, great nations, like great men, keep their word, and this administration fully supports this fix to accomplish the objectives mentioned in this testimony. Thank you for the opportunity to provide this testimony, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee has.